When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's just what we deal with. I think it's the National Football League. I think everybody knows you got to be ready when you're called upon. I think everybody knows that you always, you know, the NFL is a short-lived league, and you got to appreciate the moments, and I think everybody already knew that. I think for our guys, I think they're just going to go out there and play with, like they've been playing, the hair on fire and ready to go.
Yeah, so that was Raheem answering the question, what message does it send to the locker room to do this at this point?
They know.
That's the right answer, but it does send one.
Yeah,
what do you think the reaction of the general Falcons player outside of Cousins, like guys that are going to deal with this, is?
I think, because here's the one thing you can be excited without showing it, meaning – you know, you don't want him.
Right. You don't want. Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because you still love Kurt. You know what I'm saying? But you're sitting out there, you know. And he's like, and a lot of times in certain situations when the quarterbacks, and I said this yesterday, I've been through a couple times where we wanted a different guy than what they wanted. But because of the compensation they gave up for the guy and all those different things, they wanted to see if this dude could play, but it was killing us. And so we didn't really go to Dave and go like, hey, man, we want this guy to be our quarterback.
Right.
But you felt that. And I'm sure that Roth felt that about it. I promise you there wasn't a player, receiver, anybody went and said, we need to give this kid a chance.
No, but I'd be surprised if that happened.
But as a coach, you gotta always have a pulse of your locker room.
Yeah, and I would imagine there's a lot of these guys like, man, I want Kirk to pull out of this. I want, but he's not.
Yes.
We gotta do something.
Yes.
Like, all right, we barely, by the skin of our teeth, beat the terrible Raiders the other night.
Yes.
We could probably do the same thing against the Giants, but there's no reason to live like that. If we got a guy that maybe can get... Now, that gets to the next thing. Does Penix give you a better chance to win?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
That's the biggest thing.
We'll find out.
But
because as excited as everyone is, and I'm number one in line excited to see Penix play. He is a rookie.
Yep.
And rookies make a lot of mistakes in the NFL. The games that he's been put into have been out of reach, and they haven't asked him to do anything. He's got to be the starting quarterback of an NFL football team on Sunday and try to win the game.
Yep.
He's going to make mistakes.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
But I think, and when that happened with us, we were visibly like, yeah, we got our guy back because we like the other dude. They're not going to do that. Now, they probably did in the car, you know, after the walk.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yes.
Good.
You know, they might have did that.
Mooney's like, this guy.
Yeah, they might have did that. Well, I'm not saying
I got incentives to try to hit.
You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I think the biggest thing, you're always excited because – like I always say, they see him, we don't. They get to see him in practice and everything. And, you know, I always say, I'm not surprised Michael Penix is cutting people up in scout team.
No.
He's very talented, and they're telling him where to throw the football.
Right.
There's a line, a dotted line that says, throw it to this receiver right here. You know what I mean? It's unfair a lot of times because you don't get to go through your natural progressions and all those things. But, yeah, this dude, I mean, it's going to look different. The ball comes out of his hand different. It goes deep. Now, just like Art said, don't get him confused with the other left-handed quarterback was there. He ain't that guy.
No.
He is not Michael Vick by any stretch of the imagination, but he can move.
Not at all.
He can move.
But that's not his game.
Yes.
He can move.
Yes.
But he's not like a running quarterback.
No.
He's got a great arm.
Yes.
And he'll drop it in a bucket from 45 yards away. He's very accurate. And I'll be interested to see how much they do open it up. Because that game plan against the Raiders was obviously very curated to try to protect Kirk from himself.
Yes.
We said it on Tuesday. That was the game plan you have for a rookie quarterback that you don't trust. Does it look like that against the Giants?
I don't think so.
You open it up more than that?
Yes.
You let him try a little bit more stuff than that? Because they didn't let Kirk do anything.
Because the thing about it is, they can always rein him back in.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If he's out there and it's just not going, the accuracy's not there, all right, let's run the ball a little bit more.
Because that is the thing. Like in Penix's career, accuracy occasionally has been a problem in games where he's amped up.
Yes,
like he's like real fired up and he's overthrowing guys.
Yes,
he's going to be as fired up.
You can't do that.
I mean, I played in the national championship game last year, but then this is a different thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a starting job in the NFL.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's a calm kid.
He is.
He's like
very calm.
As Brenda said, as much as I lose my phone, maybe I should have my face on my lock screen.
That'd be a good way to prove to people that it's yours, right?
Think of these beautiful children on this phone.
I know, but, you know, I guess they do look like you.
Yeah, they're all beautiful babies.
But, like, all right. But how am I? He looks just like me, I guess?
Yes. Yeah.
How can you prove that she's yours? I don't know.
Yeah,
look at her.
Yeah. That's what I'm going to say. She said, let me get your thumbprint to unlock the phone. I said, these are my children right here, lady.
Well, you got the facial recognition now.
Oh, you do?
You still have the thumbprint?
Yeah, I have thumbprint.
I didn't know that.
Where's the facial recognition at?
Mine just, I don't know if your phone can do it.
My phone is more updated than yours.
Oh, it is? What number is it?
It's a SE.
It's not a number. Those are two letters.
That's what it is.
But what number is it?
It's SE.
That's 10.
Mine's a 12.
How's your phone get better than mine?
I don't know. I got a new one 4 years ago. Oh, you guys must have got a new one 6 years ago.
I gotta go. I can't let your phone be better than mine.
Why not? What's wrong with me?
Hold on. Bro, he gonna roll up to Kenesaw
I can have a nice
tomorrow
phone.
With the new
couldn't.
Phone.
I just said you can have a nicer phone than me.
I have had a nicer phone than you for
know,
4 years now.
Damn. I gotta get my
You're
face
still
recognized.
Doing thumbprint?
I gotta get my face recognized.
All right.